They used to tell me I was building a dream.
Oh, the glorious, crackly, low-fidelity of vinyl records. It's Al Jolson. That's probably not even vinyl. That's probably phonetic. The old
originally,
hard record.
Originally,
yeah. Yes, indeed. You know, back in the old vinyl days, playing a track meant entering this world. Listen closely. There you go. Needle dropped on a vinyl turntable. Ah. Turntables today are more likely to be seen on stage with DJs rather than in stereo systems. But as the holiday season begins, we note joyfully that the vinyl era has not, as you might have heard from some digital gadgety dweebs, died. No. It never really left. Actually, probably most of our listeners have a very heavy box somewhere in their house full of vinyl records. And here to talk about your very real, very vinyl options for Xmas and the holidays that are fast upon us is Stephen Hyden, staff writer for The Onion's AV Club and a contributing writer to their new book, Inventory. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm a huge fan of The Onion. Let me just say that right at the outset. And Will Welch here in the studio, associate editor of GQ Magazine, has some cool music gift ideas for the holiday season. Will, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
So I am so overjoyed that we found two people to say, yes, vinyl is still alive. Stephen, why is vinyl so indestructible culturally?
Well, you know, if we're talking about people that like actual physical forms of music, and there are still people out there who are like that, by the way, vinyl just offers a more sort of intrinsically cool aesthetic experience. You know, if you like artwork and you like liner notes, this is something you can actually hold in your hand. It's just a lot more pleasing than a CD. And, you know, we're not talking about, like, a huge number of people out there. I mean,
no.
Most people still like the convenience and the portability of MP3s. But, you know, now that the people who are buying CDs is dwindling so much, this core audience that loves vinyl, I mean, these people are going to be the ones that keep the record store in your town alive. I mean, if you still go to the record store,
sure,
you've probably noticed that the vinyl section is growing while the CD section is shrinking.
Well, it's an interesting sort of fringy business phenomenon. Will Welch, are you one of the people that's pulled by this romantic offering of an actual object, physical object in vinyl? And what are the options this holiday season?
Yeah, no, I am pulled by it, and part of it is there's also an audiophile thing going on here, too. If you're not listening to earbuds through your iPod and you're at home, in the comfort of your own home with a real proper stereo and some good speakers, you can't beat the warm sound of vinyl, whereas a lot of people complain about the sort of compression that's happening with MP3s. So the sound quality is just not as good.
You know, I visited Archer Records in Detroit, which was one of the last companies in the world that's actually pressing new vinyl records. And the owner there said that the people who are asking for these records the most are the musicians themselves, that they're the ones that want their music being played on vinyl.
Right, and they can really hear the difference between what's going on.
And this holiday season, unlike previous holiday seasons, you can not only hear AC/DC, but you can hold them. The Back in Black box set. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, the Back in Black box set is one of those old-fashioned box sets that I actually think you might want to be a little bit careful of. Anytime there's a box set that has outrageous packaging, it's probably less about the music and more about impressing your nephew with a... This one has a working guitar amp that it's packaged in. I do not know how long it would work for. I do not know what guitar amp company is making them. So, you know, with your AC/DC fan, they might want to stick to their Back in Black.
So it's
CD.
A little like the Happy Meal in the food at McDonald's.
Right.
It kind of bribe you to buy it. Stephen,
about the toy, yeah.
Stephen Hyden, what sort of favorite vinyl options do you have, either used or new, coming up this holiday season?
Well, you know, if you're into, you know, sort of snooty indie rock stuff, there's a very good chance that you'll be able to buy your favorite album on vinyl right now. You know, I know for me, you know, being one of those snooty indie rock people, I've bought a lot of my favorite records on vinyl, like, you know, the new Grizzly Bear album, you know, Animal Collective, Sunset Rubdown, all those albums. You know, a lot of those bands insist that their records come out on vinyl. And the cool thing is that if you buy them on vinyl, a lot of times they come with download codes for the MP3, so you can have sort of the aesthetic with the vinyl, and then also have the convenience of the MP3s all in one package.
Animal Collective insists on releasing on vinyl. We got to do a snob check here.
I was going to say, you know, I'm glad that you admit that it's snobby, because I have a friend out in L.A. who is a DJ, and I like Raul Malo. He said he'd like Raul Malo if the records were scratchy. Like, suddenly, he would like the sound better if it was on a scratchy vinyl record. And I just have to call malarkey there, because, come on. I mean, just because it's on a scratchy vinyl record doesn't inherently make the music sound better.
You got to let the nerds be the nerds, though.
All right, but everybody doesn't go along with this snob bit here. Here's one of our listeners who spoke with us almost a year ago.
I don't know why, but shopping for vinyl records is recession-proof. It's one of those weird obsessions that you just can't break.
And if you want to buy a box set vinyl, you can go online. You can also go retail. Will give us some suggestions for where we can actually browse.
Oh, yeah. Here in New York, Other Music is fantastic. And then there's still mom-and-pop record shops in the East Village. Other Music is great for this new stuff that we're talking about with these download codes and that sort of thing. But you're going to want to go to the dustier, around-the-way places if you're looking for $2 and $3 used finds.
And there's a conflation of technology here. The retro technology is actually available if you do digital searches. Right, Stephen Hayden?
Yeah, I mean, really, if we're talking about, like, turntables, I mean, you can go to, like, any major store and find them these days. And also, like, if you have a big vinyl collection, these like turntables that will convert vinyl into MP3,
right. It's a whole
are widely available and are now, you know, in like the $200 to $300 range.
Well, so say Merry Christmas with vinyl. Stephen Hayden, staff writer for the Onion AV Club, contributing writer to the new book Inventory, and Will Welch, associate editor of GQ Magazine. Have a happy vinyl Christmas to both of you.
Likewise.
Well, we want to hear from all the music snobs and everybody else as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. One of the things we're asking today is how you're reacting to President Obama's speech from West Point last night. With his speech on Afghanistan, what did you think?
My name is Bruce. I'm from Maine. I'm behind the president. I'm amused at the Republicans who criticize everything and balk and fight against everything when they did incredibly poorly jobs of doing the whole Iraq war before.
What's your take? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. That's also where you go if you've missed anything or you want to get our podcast. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.